Morning Watch, Crystallization, Study of Numbers, Volume 4, Week 20. Authority, Rebellion, the Vindication of Delegated Authority, and a Proper Representative of God. Wednesday, Related Verses. Revelation chapter 4, verse 2. Immediately I was in spirit, and behold, there was a throne set in heaven, and upon the throne there was one sitting. Matthew chapter 11, verse 25. At that time, Jesus answered and said, I extol you, Father, Lord of heaven and of earth, because you have hidden these things from the wise and intelligent, and have revealed them to infants. 1 Samuel chapter 15, verse 23. For rebellion is like the sin of divination, and insubordination is like idolatry and teraphim. Because you have rejected the word of Jehovah, he has also rejected you from being king. Acts chapter 26, verse 18. To open their eyes, to turn them from darkness to light and from the authority of Satan to God, that they may receive forgiveness of sins and an inheritance among those who have been sanctified by faith in me. Colossians chapter 1, verse 13, who delivered us out of the authority of darkness and transferred us into the kingdom of the Son of his love. Revelation chapter 11, verse 15. And the seventh angel trumpeted, and there were loud voices in heaven saying, the kingdom of the world has become the kingdom of our Lord and of his Christ, and he will reign forever and ever. Suggested reading. The center of dispute in the whole universe relates to who has the authority. We have to contend with Satan by asserting that authority is with God. We have to set ourselves to submit to God's authority and to uphold God's authority. Before Paul realized authority, he wanted to eradicate the church from the earth. But after he met the Lord on the way to Damascus, he realized that it was difficult to kick against the goads, God's authority, with his feet, man's energy. He immediately fell down, acknowledged Jesus as Lord, and submitted to the instruction of Ananias in Damascus. Paul met God's authority. At his conversion, Paul was brought not only into the realization of God's salvation, but also into a realization of God's authority. Paul was an intelligent and capable man, while Ananias was a very insignificant small brother. The Bible refers to him only once. If Paul had not met God's authority, how could he possibly have listened to the words of Ananias? This shows us that anyone who has met authority will deal with the authority alone. He will not deal with the person involved. We should only think of the authority, not of the person, because our submission is not to a person, but to God's authority in that person. If we touch the matter of authority first and then submit to the person, irrespective of who he is, we are on the right path. God has only one goal in the church, which is to manifest his authority in the universe. We can see God's authority from the coordination in the church. God exercises the utmost of his strength to uphold his authority. His authority is stronger than anything else. We who are so self-confident, but who are in reality so blind, have to come face to face at least once with God's authority. Only when we are broken can we come into submission. Only when a man meets God's authority will he submit to the deputy authority whom God appoints. In Numbers chapter 16, there are two rebellions. In verses 1 through 40, we have the rebellion of the leaders, whereas in verses 41 through 50, we have the rebellion of the whole assembly. A spirit of rebellion is contagious. The whole assembly saw with their own eyes fire coming forth from God to consume the 250 incense burners, yet they still rebelled. They even accused Moses of killing them. Moses and Aaron could not open the earth. It was God who opened it. Moses could not consume people with fire. It was the fire that proceeded from Jehovah God that judged the people. Some men only see through their own eyes. Such people are very bold. They are not afraid even when they see judgment, because they do not have the knowledge of authority. This is a very dangerous matter. When the whole assembly attacked Moses and Aaron, the glory of God appeared, proving that authority is from God. God came forth to judge. A plague broke out, and 14,700 died. Moses was quick in his spiritual sensation. He immediately ordered Aaron to take the censer, put fire in it, and place incense on it to make propitiation for the assembly. Aaron stood between the dead and the living, and the plague stopped. God can bear his people's 10 murmurings in the wilderness, but he cannot bear his authority being offended. God can bear many sins and can even pardon them. Once rebellion appears, however, God cannot tolerate it, for rebellion is according to the principle of death. It is according to the principle of Satan. For this reason, the sin of rebellion is more serious than any other kind of sin. Whenever someone opposes authority, God immediately comes in to judge. How solemn a matter this is!